This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Oh, the gift that keeps on giving. The Three Horsemen podcast show. Corey, Big Easy, T.O., and the weekend that was.
I'd like to just say for the record, I would not like to be confused with the other Big Easy.
And that would be?
Apparently there's this wrestler running around calling himself Big Easy.
Never
Big
heard of him.
Well, whatever. Close enough. It's too close, and he'll be hearing from my lawyers.
Yeah, I doubt that.
That's true. I don't have any.
You know, there's times in life. First of all, you guys had a good week, good weekend. We had March Madness going on.
We had
a little tournament going. Happy fucking birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday. Old man now, 36.
Are you?
Ancient. I am. Thank you.
An old man of 36.
Yes,
you got
sir.
Us beat by a year. I mean, you got me be like 8 years. You got TLB by a year.
Hey, you were just a prodigy, weren't you?
It's kind of funny. Our birthdays are like within 2 months of each other.
I know, but 8 years apart. It's fucked up.
What's your guys' birth month?
February. Yours is March, and his is April.
Mine's November.
Weird.
His is April. His is
weird. March. In a row.
Hey, the government follows stuff like this.
That's
I don't
true.
Need them Excuse knowing me. What I'm always doing.
It's too late, Pally.
Sorry, buddy.
Whatever.
You don't think every word you've ever said on the telephone is a catalog somewhere?
Oh, God. Makes me think about text messages. Yeah. Speaking of text messages and nude photos.
They're always a good idea to exchange between people you trust.
You know, everybody's put in their 2 cents about old Paige. Over the weekend.
Young Paige.
Paige. Anyway. I'm guessing she's, what, 21, 20 during
24.
All this activity?
Oh. I think they're saying 19.
19
yeah.
During all this activity, 5 years ago, 2012. That sounds right. So it's obviously an invasion of privacy. Obviously it's an invasion of privacy.
You don't think that she had anything to do with these photos coming out?
No.
No.
Not a fucking chance.
Do you think that the cats involved had anything to do with? Obviously, Xavier Woods didn't because he has a lot to lose from this, but do you think the Brad Maddox cat did?
Here's what's odd. For people that don't know, there's pictures that she sent to her boyfriend, whoever it was at the time, whatever, doesn't fucking matter. There's videos of her obviously taken from her phone, taken from somebody's phone, but it is 100 pixel 280 by whatever fucking
there's some production value I think is what you're saying there.
It's fucking good. It's iPhone quality. It's fucking
it could
money.
Have been on Brazzers.
It could have been
probably was
I mean
or is by now
dildos and you know
butts
yeah in
this
the mirror
family show
talking to the boyfriend I mean like
yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Dirty talk, is that what you're saying?
But then
mm-hmm.
Yes, there's so there's that.
I just fast forwarded through it.
And all the pictures are good. Good quality, whatever. Then...
So that's two different things there.
There's a video of a video involving Xavier Woods. She's riding him doggy style, and Brad Maddox is filming it.
Hold on.
But it's a video of that video. What I don't think people are realizing is there's still another video. Because he's taken a video of the whole thing.
And sure, there's
not
that
not his video that was shared. Is your point?
Yeah.
Well, because you see the phone.
Yeah. Good call.
And so that means, and everybody wants to say, "Oh, it's Brad Maddox." I think her phone got hacked. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious.
Whoever's phone was sitting on the table pointing at the action, or whoever the fourth person in the room was.
It didn't even look like a phone. It looked like it was like a
good point.
Tripod or someone else running it.
It's a still camera.
Like a camcorder or a...
stationary, if you will.
Maybe a... could a MacBook do that kind of quality work?
No.
No?
An iPad can't do that kind of work?
Maybe
an iPad.
Because
it would be grainier.
Or an iPhone. Or not an iPhone, but like an iPad.
With the right lighting, a good iPad or a good iPhone could be close to that. But if they... you know, are they setting up lighting for this sort of thing? I guess it kind of looked like it. It was pretty good lighting in there.
She's dressed up, too.
And how well are those locker rooms generally lit anyway?
This was in a... one was in the locker room. The other was in a... the threesome was in a hotel room.
Was it? It's hard to tell.
How do you know it's in a hotel room?
Were you number four?
Well, it looked like it was in a bedroom. I mean, like, it wasn't...
looked to me like it was in somebody's fucking apartment.
What's what I'm saying? I mean, like, it was in...
well, that's not a hotel.
Regardless, I was meaning it's in a... like a place of stay.
A suite of
sorts. Not a locker room. Not a place like that. One of them looked
fair
like
enough.
It was a locker room or a dressing room or something.
It looked like a
domicile.
Dressing room.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, thoughts? Anything on... I mean, it almost makes me think... Makes me think it's like a thing that not only she was doing, but it makes me almost think that's like a rite of passage. And something fucking weird's going on.
So something
down
the Divas
there.
Do, like
in NXT, who
could
sure
be.
Shit
with
wouldn't
fucking Brad
me.
Maddox and Xavier Wood. At the, I mean, neither one of those guys were players at the time.
Yeah, they were in NXT.
That's what I'm saying, though. Don't you think they'd be at least fucking someone that was had influence there?
Like I said, she fucked her way to the middle.
That's a bad way to go about it. I mean, it's nothing new though in wrestling though, canoodling between the talents.
No,
I mean you got people like Sonny who have said. Well, the rumor she slept with 15, I watched a shoot interview where she claimed it's somewhere near that, but...
yeah, it's 40.
Boom.
40.
Yoasted, as you guys say.
Oh, you wish it was that low. She wishes it was that low. Okay, but she is dressed up. She's got lingerie stuff on.
Well, what's funny is people are trying to act like she's this young girl that is being taken advantage of or exploited. She knew what the fuck she was doing.
Yeah.
She had some
can't
experience.
Can't help but agree. Okay, so that takes me to the next thing on the whole deal. Do you feel bad for her?
If she kills herself, sure.
That's it? That's all it's going to take?
Yeah, that's the only way I feel bad for her. Apparently she's suicidal, is some stuff I read and shit like that.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a fucking second.
No.
But I really want more from you guys on this invasion of privacy that everybody
seems to love. It's similar to the Fappening whenever that happened.
The fucking Fappening's still going on.
Yeah, apparently it's Fappening 2. I thought Fappening 2 already happened, but they're calling this Fappening 2.
Technically, I think you're right, though. It is Fappening 3.
Yeah. The first time it happened, I looked. I'm not going to lie. I do feel a little guilty.
You're
fucking
human.
I looked at every single one of the pictures. Probably many times. Curiosity.
I know a lot of... I mean, there's lawsuits involved with the first one. I mean, Hope was involved with that. I've talked to her about that, and she is suing... What's
for
funny
everybody
is,
who doesn't know what that means, Hope Solo, friend of the show.
There's a...
cousin to Han.
When I was talking, you know, you don't want to ask too many questions about it because it's obviously a sensitive and...
Sure.
...emotional matter. But when I was talking with her about it, she was just like, you know... these fucking people, and it was never if she's suing the people that, not the people that did it, because I don't think they know who did it, obviously, but if they're trying to sue Apple or whoever for not protecting the stuff that was in the cloud. And the one thing that I keep hearing is, you know, like...
makes sense.
People are dogging her, and they're like, oh, she's an engaged lady. Why would she still have this? Why would she be keeping this?
If it was her.
There's a lot of fucking people that are stupid that don't understand how the cloud works. She's 19 at the time. She's 24 now.
So is it everything that you've ever put in there?
How
does iCloud work? I can explain all that.
I have no idea how any of it works. But to think that she thinks that something's deleted and it's gone, is not out of the question. She might have thought this shit's gone, and she deleted it from her stuff, and it's not, it's non-existent in her mind.
Whoops.
And it not really be deleted, you know? But the thing that's funny about this is apparently Brad Maddox was bragging about this about a year ago. I had heard
did the video exist, or did he?
Yes, I had heard on a podcast that there was videos, and that there was pictures of her, and it was only a matter of time before they were released. Now, I don't think they thought it would come in this fashion. I think they thought Brad Maddox's video is what would come out, but Xavier Rhodes' name was never mentioned.
Xavier Rhodes.
Jesus Christ, don't sue us, the NFL player that's now a Rhodes Scholar. And a,
I don't think anybody's worried about that.
Yep. But, yeah, Xavier Woods being involved, I had not heard that. But is it out of the question to think that there is? I mean, first of all, the videos were all cut. So there's longer.
They're not cut. How are they cut?
The only thing I've seen was like an 8-minute compilation of video to video to video.
There's 10 videos?
Okay, so I haven't seen 10 videos. I haven't seen nearly as much as this.
You're like a god about this.
No, you gotta hang out more. I know where it's at.
You're way more into this kind of stuff than I am.
No.
And I like that about you.
I care about the show, and I care about the people listening.
I wish I had more time to look up wrestling porn.
I care to let them know what's going on.
There's tons of rumors.
Way to go.
Just that are floating around on sites and different podcasts and people saying what they've heard, and like one person was saying that, you know, there was this whole blog dedicated to,
well,
like,
what are we, fucking Chop Liver?
No, what I'm saying, like Xavier Kinda. Woods and fucking Brad Maddox, there's a video of them they heard. There's like those two fucking around with each other. That there's one that Big E was involved in, and apparently he made a statement this weekend. Not this Big E, okay, but the Big E that our Big E has.
That's why
a
I call him
with.
Big Easy, but okay.
So, I mean, the this has opened a whole door of curiosity and people saying, oh, I wonder if this, I wonder if that, I heard this, I heard that, but...
Okay, back to the original question. Do you feel bad that it's an invasion of privacy? Do you think it's fucking wrong?
It is.
Yeah, because
do you
think
that... Okay, you do feel bad. Here's my thought on part of it. Stop taking nude photos of yourself. Okay. Stop filming yourself having sex.
Yeah, but hold on, though.
Because what good does that fucking do?
Back to Hope. Hope says, I travel. I don't see my husband.
Okay.
I send my husband a video.
Right.
I send him pictures.
Right.
That's for us.
Yeah.
Not for everybody else. Someone hacked it and let it go. And
that's
she
a civil liberty, man.
She did not have the nicest of things said about her. After this.
How about Paige? Who the fuck was she sending a threesome to?
But that's different.
I know.
That is a thing. But also, there's a camcorder set up. It's a different set of circumstances.
Some people get off on being filmed, too.
The
shit
she was sending to her boyfriend, like when she was shoving the dildo up her, the vibrator in her butt.
That's one thing. That's one thing.
That is one thing. That was for him that she was keeping private between them.
I understand.
When Joe Blow's got a tripod set up, and she's shooting a goddamn Naughty America scene.
And having someone film between, which is just fucking weird.
Hey, yeah.
Although,
were they dating,
fuck,
by the way?
What do you know?
Were her and the Maddox guy a couple?
Kind of makes you wonder. I don't know. Dude, he's the other guy in the videos.
He had the video about...
I mean, he's the other guy fucking her.
I know, but
in
he also had his phone about 6 inches away from Xavier Woods' nutsack.
Oh, to my point.
He took some spackling, if you know what I mean.
He got some man juice on him. He got close.
All kind of juice.
But I'm guessing as close as those guys are in the locker room.
It's not the first juices.
Imagine it's not much.
So here's the deal. Do you think that, I mean, obviously, this wasn't the first time she's recording herself fucking. I mean, there's all these
projection
videos.
Speculation,
but
probably not.
Probably other dudes that have done this. Because, like you said, locker room environment, word gets out. The one person that's getting fucking forgotten through all this, how big of a chump does fucking Alberto Del Rio look like?
I don't think he looks like a chump at all.
A 45-year-old guy that left his wife for this 23-year-old, and...
That's why he left her for him.
But
or...
is asked about this, and all these videos are coming out, and apparently, I mean, like, through the rumor mill,
Meal.
Through the rumor mill.
Pay that meal, it's no, money.
Through the rumor mill, though, she wasn't honest with WWE about what was left and what was out there. The same with him. And now there's actually question that the movie that The Rock's making is going to be finished. They said The Rock had an emergency meeting with her on Sunday.
Oh, fuck off.
Dude, he's
putting... Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, so a guy that's putting in his own money into a movie project about this chick...
You don't think that this is going to make money? You don't think that's going to work out, though, because of a sex tape?
No, he's asking if there's anything else out there.
Oh, fuck.
No, I don't think that this is going to help, like, a PG movie. And you forget, it's not, they're not marketing to us anymore. They aren't marketing to 16 and 18-year-old kids like they were in the 90s.
That family movie will be marketed to all wrestling fans.
I understand. What do you think the demographic of wrestling fans are right now? It's aimed towards kids.
I'd say 6 to 18 right now, 6 to 34.
So they got to have the 18 to 35 demographic covered.
It's for now.
That's part the big of it, one. But it's not the
for
big
now,
one.
For now, not
anymore.
The rest of the year.
It's
fair enough.
It's not the big one. And that so back in the 90s, I would agree completely that this would have been huge for the company. It would have been great.
Huge.
She probably would have been pushed because of this.
Might still be.
Yeah. I don't
they already
know.
Had they've already well at least Meltzer said they already had the meeting. Nobody's getting punished unless anything further comes out of this, or unless a sponsor pulls out, which a sponsor would be fucking stupid to do that. You're still selling your product, and it's only going to get more eyes on it.
Right. Let me ask you this:
how's it going to get more eyes on it though, since she hasn't been on TV in 8 months?
Because her name.
It's everywhere.
But name. It's not a single name. It's WWE. Do they ever say Paige without saying WWE Superstar or whatever the fuck they do
Diva,
now?
Diva.
I almost wonder if she'll keep her show on, if she'll still be a part of Total Divas. Even though the Kardashians are built on a
fucking
sex
high.
Tape. Okay.
You think America is much more moral.
Yeah. No, Jesus. Did you see the election?
I think all conservatives that freak out about everything. It's conservatives.
Who are full of shit.
Let me ask you guys this. Now that Playboy is back to its roots and doing nudes again.
Nope.
You don't think it makes sense for her to go do that?
Waste it. They don't fucking want her.
No.
Think about how many people have looked up this and they'd want to see more.
That's what I said. WWE will never, I don't think they'll have a girl until they change direction.
No,
they won't have any of their talent.
They'll never change
not back.
Direction until
no.
yeah. the old man's dead.
Which could be soon if he keeps driving his car into things.
I saw that. That's
I feel bad that it happened to her, but I also, there's that part of me that says, stop doing shit like
Dude,
this.
It's a generational thing, though. It's easy for us to say that. So you've never had a girl or you've never sent a dick picture to a chick?
No.
Full of shit. Full of shit. Have you ever fluffed up your dick?
Hey, man, let's just move on.
No, I'm just saying. It's easy to fucking say this, but like...
Yes, but always send it to someone who can get in more trouble for doing it than you.
Isn't
that what people use Snapchat for? I guess there's some sort of screenshot feature for that.
That's bullshit,
too. I'm not a snapper.
My brother-in-law is 21 years old, and... He's very much in, like, that prime demographic. Like, and it's funny because, like, he had never met a girl's parents on a date until, like, 16 months ago. He'd drive up, honk his horn, the girl would come out.
Uh-huh.
Or he'd text her.
Would he?
And that's how they would come out. Oh, that worked out perfectly right there.
Nice job.
But it'd also be one of those things, he'd be at college, but, hey, look at this. Just hand me his phone of girls that have just sent him. It's like just they comment, you fucking her? You dating her?
Apparently
no,
it goes all the way down to, like, kids, though, like 13-year-old kids. It's huge.
Oh, my wife works at a school district, and they've had
I'm sure
like,
there's been scandal after scandal after scandal, yeah.
And it comes down to where it ends up being child pornography. Because,
which is ridiculous, but whatever.
I mean,
that's not ridiculous.
It's one of those things.
You know, well,
it is child pornography.
You're right. It is child pornography, but they shouldn't punish the
13-year-olds sending it to each other. It's different than fucking Uncle Creepy, the janitor.
Not that Uncle Creepy.
Not our Uncle Creepy that has a show, story
Maybe.
Time with Uncle Creepy.
I can't be
but,
sure.
You know, the janitor Joe that's doing it, or a teacher with a kid. Like, it's...
Do you think they should be punished? A 13-year-old kid should be punished for sending or receiving?
Fuck yes.
I mean punished, but to that extent?
No.
Not to where they have to register as a sex offender.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what
they
should not have
to do. It's ruining a fucking 13-year-old kid's life for good.
for a kid who's just figured out how to beat off a year or two prior, exactly. 5 or 6 years.
Yes, we're teaching them a lesson, is what schools are for.
Hold on, though. How is it any different than us being 14 years old at a party in high school or junior high when there's four guys around her, show us your tit, show us your tit? I mean, like, I can think of doing it junior high numerous times. In high
20
school,
fucking years
numerous
ago.
Times.
So it doesn't
exactly.
count?
We're doing it in person, and a girl showing us her titties versus sending a text message to it.
Tell me, if we were kids, we didn't have cell phones. It wouldn't have been going the exact same way.
Fucking, it'd be ridiculous.
Exact same way.
God, not the school I went to. That school sucked. But I can see other kids. Yeah, it would be fucking terrible.
You were a loser. It's
school fine. You went to. Now those whores.
We already had videos going around. They were VHS. There was some God. Real quality stuff there.
But kids have no fucking clue.
You don't ever remember being flashed in class by a girl?
No.
There was this girl who used to go to the bathroom. She would take 3 or 4
guys at a
time.
Actually, I take that back. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I mean, like, so think about, I mean, like.
That was college, though.
No, this was in high school. I mean, I'm talking about high school.
I'm talking about fucking college. College was a lot more fun. I'm just saying. That's what age Paige is.
That's what I'm saying.
Was.
But there's a completely different set of circumstances and technology out there that is. It's fucking what you do. It's accepted. I mean, I bet every one of those girls in that locker room.
So
right
we
now
shouldn't have any sympathy for her.
Is shitting their pants. No, we should have sympathy for her because her fucking privacy was invaded. The video of her getting trained or gangbanged, like that's
well, you're strange. Saying it's nice. You're saying it's just commonplace. Hey, no biggie. Fuck it. Everybody sees everybody naked.
No, I'm not saying, really. I'm not saying that.
But you're saying it's commonplace, so I'm this saying is how they do shit now.
I'm saying it's commonplace. I'm saying it's not fucking, it shouldn't be fucking leaked to the world.
Yeah, that's the danger you take.
Put it this way.
I agree with you there. Say, as soon as you hit that record button, you got to know somewhere in the back of your head that it's happened to a billion people before, and it could happen to you.
Stop putting it on your fucking iPhone.
So let's say, I don't know, let's pick up, what's a big company?
Texas.
Let's say Google.
Hobby Lobby. That's in the news.
Let's say Google, you know, they all, their phones are company-issued phones.
Not right?
Okay,
surprising.
Their phones are all company-issued phones.
And that
he said it.
Everybody at Google gets hacked.
Everybody at Google gets hacked.
And he said it again.
Everybody's pictures get thrown out there.
Body's pictures get thrown out there. Okay, what happens?
What would America's view be on that? That is such bullshit. That is an invasion.
I'm never
of privacy.
Buying another Google phone
These
again.
But like,
I'm going to buy a phone tonight.
It's different because it's celebrities. People feel like they have access to these stars, and that, well, that's what they want. They want attention. They're in front of the camera. Like, fucking, if they were wanting to get their body exposed.
Yeah.
If they were wanting to do that, they would release the sex tape and make bank on it.
I feel bad that her privacy's been invaded, just like you guys. But again, stop putting this shit on your phone.
Let me ask you this, Corey.
Okay.
What do you think Paige would have got from Vivid if she would have made a fucking porno?
Who knows?
Well, Sonny, what'd Sonny get?
I have
that
no idea.
That old beat-up vagina that looks like fucking...
Oh, yeah, keep going.
She got $300,000 or $275,000?
No shit?
Yes.
Wow.
So this girl gets her shit leaked. That's, I mean, takes away from earning power if she ever wanted to release something.
No.
See, I don't really know how to feel this.
I'm saying Playboy it does because you've already seen everything. But...
I haven't seen the South Park episode that tells me how to feel about this show.
I just, it's mixed emotions. And she's not the only one. So they got Caitlin, Celeste Bonin, I can't remember, who's just a muscle freak now. And
Mary, no.
I didn't know you could still get bad boob jobs. I thought that time had passed. I thought everybody came out perfect now.
Apparently, Dr. James Andrews just goes ahead and throws implants in when he does knee surgeries.
Fuck. No way he did some of these jobs. Victoria. If you guys remember Victoria?
Yep.
I can't think of her name off the top of my head.
Teresa or no. Lisa Von Marie.
Yes, that's
something.
It. Lisa Marie Von.
Yeah, Lisa Marie Von.
They got Maria Kanellis, who was in, 10 years ago?
She dated.
Somewhere. Did Playboy already.
But the irony in that is she dated CM Punk, and when she did Playboy, Punk dumped her. That was like... So now,
well, when you're a huge tool,
but apparently there's rumors that AJ Lee has stuff that's going to be leaked. So how would Mr. Punk respond to that? I mean, like, it's just that question.
He's out of fucking luck because she'll take him for half.
Yeah.
Yep. Good. And I hope she fucking does. They got Summer Rae.
Does that mean she'd take half the time he spent in the octagon, so it'd actually be 1 minute and 7 seconds instead of 2 minutes?
He can't last that long. Maybe he can if he's fucking dated all these chicks.
Summer Rae,
and they got Melina.
Out of here.
Who basically, are probably happy she got fucking hacked. She's not a big, not a lot of fans out there or in the business.
I'm surprised she doesn't have any videos.
She probably does. Actually, I don't know if there's a wide enough lens to get Batista's fucking
fonts. I hear he's got a Pringles can down there.
That's the rumor.
Fucking roll of sausage.
That's something.
How did the Bellas not get hacked? That would have been perfect.
Who wants to fucking hear them talk?
That would be hilarious.
I'd like to see me some of that Stephanie McMahon poontang.
I'm just saying that they've built this entire brand around her being a strong woman and fearless and fighting the odds, and then just her getting plowed out by...
Speaking of things that... I can't stand. But no, so they got all these girls too. So, I mean, is there a diva? God, I hate that fucking word. Is there a WWE, a woman or past girl that you guys are like, all right, I'll take that invasion of privacy. I'd like to see her.
Yeah, that's easy. Mae Young.
Nailed it.
That's a tough one.
She did give birth to a hand.
I remember that, Mark Henry.
Let's give May a hand, okay. Pat Patterson, the place went banana.
Is this something about ham?
Jeez, I don't know, man. And most of them we've seen naked, actually.
I thought I would say Maurice is looking really good right now, but she's done Playboy.
Everyone from Tori Wilson to China to Marlena, we've seen them all.
Marlena never posed.
Or Terry, she never did? Okay, well, I'd like to see her just to round it out. But
You're going to have to go back a few years. I don't think they had iPhones in the early 2000s.
Yeah, back when they built the pyramids, whenever she was something special.
Going to be a tough one.
I'm trying to think who, like right now on the current roster.
No, doesn't have to be current.
Missy Hyatt.
No, but I mean, I'm even saying on the current roster, there's...
Missy Hyatt's done nudity. Now, if she'd have done it back in the day, shit would have been real.
The girls that are on the current roster aren't... They don't have the bodies, like the Playboy bodies they use.
Keebler, did Stacey Keebler ever do it?
No.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, Stace.
She had some legs that just wouldn't quit, but that's neither here nor there.
She'd be something.
I'm trying to think here.
She was something before electricity, I can tell you that.
Oh.
First thought for all the dorks is going to be AJ Lee, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, because they all have that AJ perverted Brooks, fantasy of her looking like an 18-year-old girl.
And she plays video games, so she's attractive, apparently. But yeah, on the current roster, I don't know who they could get. Or who
I mean, like, who would be the big draw on it?
Although everybody likes that little Alexa Bliss.
That's
girl.
What I was about ready to say. That's who they would say. They like her. She's built. I mean, like.
The dorks like her.
Yeah.
Let me throw some female wrestler names out here for you. Alicia Fox.
Oh, okay. She's sharp. I'd love to see the old. When she was in her prime. Yep. And she's what now? 25? No, she's not like bad. 28.
She kind of looks like a weird Beyonce.
She's put together.
She's beautiful.
Bailey.
No.
You're nice. Yeah, I don't know a lot of these names. Charlotte
Have you
Flair.
Heard her talk?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Kind of drives that one down.
What about Charlotte Flair?
I can see them finding things of her because she's been married. I'm sure she tooled around while she was down there and while she's upstairs here
in
WWE.
She's dating Byron Saxton, apparently.
I don't keep up with that.
Yeah. All right, what about Dana Brooke?
No.
No. Ugh.
Emma.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She might be the number one, actually.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
She's not bad. She looks kind of normal, actually.
You got to find her with dark hair. The blonde stuff's rough.
It is.
All right, let's see here.
No, the number one, I mean, I'm just going to come out and say it because, like, is the redheaded
guy. He's not holding back.
No, it's the redheaded girl. And if anybody says it's not
Christy Hemme?
Eva Marie.
Yeah. Eva Marie. Yeah. I mean, if anybody says it's not her, they're full of shit. She's a fucking dime. I mean, she looks like a Barbie doll. She's built out of plastic. Yeah, that's the point.
Fair it kind of is.
That's the fucking point.
All right, what about Nia Jax?
No.
No?
Whoa. I'd rather stare at my cock for 3 days than see her naked.
Yeah, it won't be the first time. Sasha Banks?
No, I don't buy into the hype on her either. The dorks love her.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she's that good looking.
No, it's a girl that I think I could.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a girl that I think I could pull on a Friday night if I met her at a bar.
Well, good luck with that, but.
Yeah.
Oh, you think she's out of your league? I mean, her, yes, because she's a celebrity, but a girl that looks just like her, that is an accountant somewhere, not a fucking chance look-wise.
An accountant? Where'd you come up with that?
I'm just saying, just an everyday chick that looks like that.
Yeah, she's got a body, but she looks like she'd be an off-brand porn. You know what I mean? Her face is off-brand porn to me.
She married a fucking wardrobe designer, for fuck's sake.
That makes sense. Yeah. Like he designs, like, wooden wardrobes?
That doesn't make much sense.
He's like this, I think he's like this Hispanic, like, little gay dude. Looking that,
I'm sure he's Chinese, but
Chinese, yeah, one of those, one of them's.
Is that a small penis joke?
I was joking.
Sorry about how I offended the Trump voters there.
Yeah, sorry that I actually represented the Trump voters there. I didn't mean to. I was joking. Wanted to make sure that you guys saw the sarcasm come.
Yeah,
through.
Is that all the names? Oh, I can't really think. Yeah. Mickie James already did stuff.
She had like foot fetish stuff, didn't she? She did some weird shit.
Yeah, she made money on it. That's about all she was doing, trying to get a paycheck. Hey, by the way, follow us. Holy I gotta go to the plugs in. Facebook.com/numeral3horsemanshow, Twitter.com. You should be following us for the tourney. We had some votes in that sumbitch. I'll be damned. Twitter.com/numeral3horsemanshow and YouTube.com. I guess we're never gonna get that page.
Nah, we're at 11. I mean, it's going to take us about 6 years.
Yeah.
We're going to get there.
I'll be damned.
We're going to get there.
What about Natalia? I know she was muscle bound, but she's kind of like trimmed down.
Oh, I think she's hot.
Bigger act.
She was a Neidhart, right? Natalia Neidhart.
Still is.
Man, Maryse, she's.
What about, who's Oksana? I'm not familiar with her.
No clue.
She's not in there
anymore.
Oh,
she's the NXT. Yeah. Isn't that Oksana? Her name?
No.
Oh, here it is with her New Jersey looking schnoz. Alundra Blaze, a.k.a. Medusa.
Shit. Yeah. Always has been, always will be. She did Playboy. She just never released them.
What was really? I didn't know that. Candace Michelle, she had like the Playboy look. She did Playboy.
Yeah.
Amy Weber.
Excuse me.
Lita?
Amy Weber is married to, or that's a...
No, Amy Dumas is Lita.
And who the fuck's Amy Weber?
I don't know, but she's on this list of every diva ever.
Never heard of her.
No? Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she came back and did the masseuse thing a couple years ago.
We got Anastasia. She's not bad at all.
Yeah.
JoJo is one I'd like to see. The ring announcer.
Ariel.
Jose Offerman's sister.
Ariel.
Nice.
Ariel is, God damn it, what was her name?
Not Serena.
Just looked her up the other day. She did shit in TNA. She was in ECW for a cup of coffee. She's done nudes.
She did like Vampire. Martinez, Shelly Martinez.
That's it.
Yep.
Boom.
Yeah, I like it.
Nailed it.
Ashley who?
Massaro.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
She already did Playboy.
Hey, what about the girl that she's hurt right now, former champion. She just lost her belt, turned it over.
Naomi. Good call.
She's fucking built. Me and your brother were talking about her.
If her privacy got... I'm kidding. Not really.
I know a guy, if you're interested.
No, you don't. No. Yeah, you no, probably no, do.
You know another one that's hot is the...
Bertha Faye.
Gail Kim. I always thought she was attractive.
Already done nudes.
Did she really?
Gail did nudes?
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly Page, but yeah, she's way done.
She was hard to beat,
ooh,
though.
Bull Nakano.
Jesus.
While we're there, what's her name? Luna Vachon? Sexy.
Could we start a second part to Attorney, do a Sweet 16 of divas that have not done nudes?
Oh, Miss Jackie. I've seen her, though. She popped out during a match a couple times, so.
Yeah, nothing. She's done some other shit, too.
Has she?
She's a freak. She likes long-haired blonde guys.
De Cesari?
With guitars.
Carmella De Cesari?
Jeff. Yeah,
you knew it. You nailed it.
Yep.
Okay, we've covered. We're good. We've seen everybody else naked. For God's sake.
There was one more I was thinking about other than JoJo. Cody Rhodes' wife.
Eva Marie.
Mm. Yep. Already had her shit leaked, too. They've pretty much fucking gotten everybody. Yeah.
Brandy did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know her on her first name basis or what?
That's what she goes by now.
Oh, okay.
Real quick. 70s, looks like 70s. The Glamour Girls?
Velvet McIntyre?
No, the Glamour Girls.
Why not?
You remember them? You think they had the giant bushes?
Oh, my God.
Had to have, right?
Oh, they fucking, yeah, they lived in Santa Monica, so somebody had to trim that shit.
Good point.
Nice houses.
You can't just have Bush in Santa Monica. People, that's just the thing. Everybody
there's
why you have gardeners.
There's a couple NXT
Jackie Gaeta
girls that are hot, too.
We're not getting out of this, are we?
Go ahead.
No, we got time.
No,
let's
go ahead.
Going.
Keep fucking going. Just keep naming people.
We can
I'll
fuck
sit here
the tournament.
And,
this is awesome.
I'll sit here and...
Katie Lee. Yeah.
Worry about wrestling.
Kind of chunky, but...
If we're getting
real superficial here.
What about the redheaded girl that just got called up to WWE a couple years ago? She was one of the Four Horse Girls.
Becky Lynch.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yep. All right.
All right, all right, all
Lillian right. Garcia, that counts, right?
Yeah.
She always kind of wanted to see that
huge
in a weird
bush.
Way.
Also a rumor.
Huge Bush, eh?
Yeah, who came out and said that one?
X-Pac.
Yeah.
There's no
huge
way.
Huge Bush.
There's no way.
She got that fucking 70s gallery bush going on.
I mean, and that's fine, but there's no way she banged X-Pac, right? There's just no way.
Oh, I don't know. That was just the rumor coming out of the locker room. None of my business.
No, sir, that is your business. You're on the show now. You're paid to have an opinion.
Oh, man.
Quote, unquote, paid.
I get a paycheck every week.
Not for this show, sir.
Yep, sure do.
Damn it, I'm getting robbed. Then. What about Maxine? She looks pretty good, I guess. No? Michelle McCool?
I don't know.
I don't know if I dig that Michelle McCool.
That's The Undertaker's wife.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Good luck fucking living after...
Oh, Miss Elizabeth. I don't think I could look at that. I just, no, I would not break her privacy. I just couldn't do it.
Nothing exists.
She's a queen.
Mm-hmm.
She is a queen. Molly Holly. Yeah, if you like them short. Nicole Bass, why not? Oh. I'm sure she did some shit, right?
Anything's possible.
Nidia from Tough Enough, remember her?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a hard pass. It's a hard pass on that.
Who'd she marry? She married
Charlie Haas.
Yep. All right.
What's he doing these days?
I have no fucking clue.
Sells insurance.
Looking up people on the fucking internet is my guess.
He's got a good gig, huh?
So do we.
All right, final one. Valet.
Jesus Christ.
Don't do it.
Oh, yeah, valet.
Don't say it. Put it on. Can you put it on the screen for Corey?
I can't. I'd have to take over. Oh, fuck it. I'll
just show him the picture because he'll just laugh.
Sapphire. What's Sapphire?
Sweet Sapphire baby.
That's right, man. I'd give like at least 30, 40 bucks to see that.
For fuck's sake.
That's mean. I'm sorry, Sapphire.
If they did Playboy, who would sell the most copies?
Sapphire.
She'd sell at least a dozen.
Boom.
Are we done yet?
So how about Jim Cornette? Have you ever heard of him?
Oh, my God. Yes. Did you guys hear about this?
He's the whole thing.
He had nudes leak? Oh, no.
He's got giant 70s bush.
Talk about it, gentlemen. What do you think? The guy that says whatever the fuck he wants, he's back. He's going to be back for the Hall of Fame with a live microphone.
Cannot believe he's doing it.
He'll play ball. He's got to play ball.
I think he will. If he's smart, it's not his night.
Yeah, for real.
That's
exactly
why,
right.
Though, he won't do it because it's about
Rock and Roll Express.
Yes,
yeah.
And I'll put the Midnight Express in. Stan Lane will say three words. Dennis Condrey won't say shit. And Bobby Eaton wouldn't say shit if he had a mouthful. So that's a whole different story. But with these guys, I think he'll be cool. I just think it's going to be good. People are going to watch just to see him.
You're right. I will be watching that now because of him.
For sure. And it's on Friday this
definitely
year.
Catch the highlights on YouTube.
It is on a Friday?
It's on Friday instead of Saturday.
I wonder if the Final Four is that Saturday night.
No, Saturday night is NXT's pay-per-view. They moved him around.
Oh, yeah, because they haven't filmed the NXT.
Final Four is that night.
They haven't filmed the NXT thing before.
What do you mean?
They haven't. They never showed the NXT event. They showed it either delayed or whatever. It was never aired on the network.
I'm pretty sure last year it was live.
After
in
the
Dallas.
Whole, after the
on
Hall
Friday
thing?
Night.
Oh, it was on a Friday. Okay. It was. You're right.
You stupid bastard.
Because it was, last match? Sami Zayn and Nakamura, right? Was that the main event?
Yeah. Main event was Joe and Balor. Way I remember it. Way I remember. I could be wrong, but I never am.
Look it up.
Back to Cornette. So he has basically destroyed the whole thing. Is his podcast is all against? I mean, it's wrestling, obviously, but he gets in his Trump ups every week. So when he gets in the Trump ups, I mean, that's taking a shot at basically the entire Republican Party, and Linda McMahon's in his cabinet. So it's got to be weird. They're going to make him sign something, I think.
Oh, I'm sure he already has.
Nothing political.
Yeah.
Nothing off topic. It's got to stick with Rock and Roll Express.
And I think that the carrot of the Midnight Express going in those guys getting that payday.
Oh, sure.
He's not going to.
What kind of payday they get for that?
I think they get $5,000 a piece.
It's got to be good for them.
Yeah, that's why you don't see
like half a year's money for them.
That's why you don't see as many tag teams go in. Usually one a year. Rest are singles. But the whole thing is to get guys a payday, but that's why so many of them swallow their pride and go back and do it. Now, inductors, I don't know what they get, if they get anything.
Free flight, hopefully.
Yeah, flight and a ticket and a shot to get your name back out there.
Maybe a hotel.
I mean, it's free pub.
Yeah. Looking up the NXT Dallas, you're right. Finn Balor defeated Samoa Joe.
Yeah, Samoa Joe got split open like a fucking...
Fourth match was Bayley versus Asuka.
Yeah, not Oksana, Asuka.
Match before that, Sami Zayn and Nakamura.
Awesome match. Match of the year.
Austin Aries beat Baron Hairline Corbin.
God damn, think Aries has been in that long and he's wrestled fucking, what, like six times.
And the Revival...
that was a great match. Defended
the tag titles against American Alpha. Look at the talent there versus what they're going to throw out this year. I mean, that roster is depleted.
NXT? I have no idea what's going on in NXT. I don't know.
Yeah, he's the champ, and they have a few guys in. I mean, it's Nakamura's there.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess he is. He's on the shelf, isn't he?
So how far does Cornette push it in your eyes? I mean, we listen to his podcast.
He doesn't push it at all.
I have to think he says a little something because it's him.
If he jabs anybody, it'll be... People are too stupid to figure it out. They'll figure it out later.
Let me ask you this.
Wrestling fans, deep fans will get it.
What do you think the interaction between him and McMahon is behind the scenes during this?
Handshake?
Zero.
Just a handshake?
Yep.
Bet Triple H did it.
Pal, how the hell you doing? It's good to have you back.
Triple H facilitated it, you believe? He's the one that's reached out to all the past people that have had beef with the
company. Man, think all the shit he said about him. Hates his fucking guts.
Up until 2 weeks ago.
Hates Shawn Michaels.
Hates all of them.
Oh, pretty much. It's not...
Hates Kevin Nash.
I don't think he hates Kevin Nash. I don't think he's got a big fan of Scott Hall. Nash is pretty fucking upfront. Pretty much you just tell you the way it is.
Gotta appreciate
that. He hates how they treated Jim Ross. I mean, you look at his network of guys, the people that Cornette are close with and the guys he don't like, it doesn't... Doesn't really make sense.
There are some guys he doesn't like how he treated his cohorts that had worked and been in the business 30, 40 years, but also he got treated like shit.
Exactly.
By people that are fucking, that were nobodies at the time.
Do you think Patterson, did they have a good relationship?
Fuck no.
I'm trying to think who's close with Vince or who's close with the company that would have even suggested the idea.
Oh, I would think that Triple H is the guy with the deepest mind that watched Southern wrestling upper mid to Michael Hayes.
He's the only one that was a fan. Maybe Hayes. I mean, maybe Hayes.
Well, I mean, he said, come on, Vince, we gotta have Jim. He's gotta induct him. We'll reach out to him.
Not bad. Seven and a half.
Which means Cornette goes in with Midnight.
Well, you can't have one.
That's what
I'm
saying. They get inducted together, and then someone does their induction.
Do they induct his racket separately?
No, racket goes in without question.
They're going to do a physical Hall of Fame eventually down in Orlando, I believe.
That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, that's the plan right next to the
facility
there.
The artifact, so to speak, that you can see down there. Corey's already
forget these nude photos. Fuck that.
What would you want to see?
How many matches Andre the Giant wore these trunks? Look at that shit stain.
They'll do cool shit.
Like 10 things. Name, of wrestling past. What would you want? What's one of the things
you'd
want to see?
You
got to
have the $1 million belt.
I'd want to see the blue cage in person. Yep. Up close.
Oh, the blue cage.
I'd want to see, I'm sure they'd have pairs of boots of wrestlers and old Just, I mean, I they'd have, you know,
one of the original flare robes.
I tell you
robes.
What, man, a lot of guys have burned bridges with them.
One of the original flare robes, would that be one of the things?
Oh, God, there's, you know, they'd have a flare robe in there, son of a bitch.
A real one, there's
like
only
one of the $10,000 ones or whatever.
I don't know if the one's still in the Smithsonian or not.
He only has so many of those. He's sold a bunch, and then
they'd make one and put it in there. Say it was from 76 or something. Can't put the peacock robe in there, God forbid.
I'd like to see the original eagle belt.
The winged eagle.
Hell, you can have that made. I want to see shit that people used. I want to see Hogan give some of those belts away to fucking put in there.
How many belts does he have?
Oh, God. There's that picture of him with like 8 belts. I would love to see him give back the big green one that he won originally in 83. They had it for maybe a year. It's the circle with
I don't think I've ever seen this one.
I like the torch guys. I've shown you that green belt. Big circle middle.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I fucking love that belt.
What about Mick Foley's tooth? Did somebody grab that?
His ear?
No, the one that came out of his nose during the Hell in the Cell match.
Yeah, that's what they need to put in the Hall of Fame.
Just the tooth.
Just the tooth? His blue tooth?
With a picture next to it whenever he was smiling.
He literally has a blue tooth.
Does he really?
Yeah. His ones on the bottom turn blue.
Fucking died on the inside. He's got dead teeth.
The green belt, Corey, does it have on each side 4?
Yes.
Okay.
The original one won by Hogan at MSG 84.
It looks like it's gold in the middle of one I'm looking at, though, not silver.
So I'd like to see the Mountie shock stick.
It's silver.
Razor Ramon's necklace.
I thought you said the belt plate in the middle was silver. Is it gold?
No. If I said silver, I sure as shit didn't mean to.
Okay, that's the one then.
We'll review the show and see what I said.
We won't.
I believe you.
Yeah, you're right.
I believe you.
You know how hard it is to re-listen to any show you've ever been on? Have you ever did it?
Fuck
it. It's rare.
I've done it.
I do it every week and masturbate to the sound of my voice.
Yeah. Speaking of that, not really. just getting you guys off that. Okay, so
the jacket, Rick Martel.
You don't watch Raw or SmackDown. So Miz and Maryse did this thing where they made fun of Cena and Bella. Total Bella shit or total Bulla shit. What is it?
Beats me, man.
I'll let you listen, and you might get a kick out of this. Oh, total Bella's bullshit.
You know what? What? Perfect. You know what? What? Remote. You know what? What? I think my boyfriend John Cena, who I definitely love and not using to advance my career, is going to propose.
Really
to me.
Wish I could put
Perfect.
This up on the screen.
Ouch.
Free, that's
shit.
My catchphrase.
Yeah,
I'm
needs
not Bree.
To see how
I thought
hot
I was
Maurice
Nikki.
Looks.
Oh, I'm Nikki, see? I'm the one wearing the hat. Brima!
Oh, too good.
Here we go!
Man, it looks so much like him.
Bree, were you singing? Rule number 35 of John Cena's house rules clearly states no singing. Bree, you're on double secret probation. Bad Bree. Very bad Bree.
John, are you gonna ask me something?
Why, yes, Nikki. Woman I genuinely and sincerely love. I have a proposal for you. I propose you stop breaking rule number 11 of John Cena's house rules and take your feet off the furniture. Bad Nikki, that's strike one. Very bad Nikki. Good Nikki.
Beautiful.
Two.
Very good Leave Nikki.
Doesn't he do one more good thing? Visual there? Or is it the next part?
And as a reward, I'm going to pop the question.
What did he pop?
Poor slutty girl. A balloon with a question written on it.
Wait to start the second part, and I'll pull it up for you to watch on mine, so he doesn't have to look across.
So anyway, so they do this. There's gotta be one. He doesn't have a problem with it, so which just shows you how fucking scripted bullshit this is.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think there's some fucking bit of truth
to it. The second part when they talk about burying more divas careers.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so I'm going to put mine on mute. You can play it. Here you go.
I love you, Nikki. Are we rolling?
Mmm.
Move. I can see you.
Is that the second
one? With a fucking cue card behind it.
I love you.
Is this the second one, Cor?
I love me too.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Today, we will be taking you on a tour of John Cena's house. Normally, tours are against rule number 24 of John Cena's house rules, but hey, anything to make me look good on camera.
This is our living room. This is where Brie and I solve the problems of the world. Like how to bury the new young WWE female superstars and their careers.
A lot of people violate rule number 40 of John Cena's house rules in the living room by forgetting to use drink coasters. But we don't have to worry about that anymore because we don't have any friends.
Wow.
And this is the TV. This is where we watch The Marine. It's not very good.
Classic.
But that's why we're not allowed to watch the sequels, because The Miz is a better actor than John, and that makes John very, very sad.
That reminds me, Nikki, I have something very special to give to you. You've been dropping a lot of hints, and I think it's time. I bought you a diamond. Dallas Page Yoga DVD set!
Hey, that's a good gift.
Mm.
When my birthday comes around next year, now you guys
meals
know
are prepared by...
When it does?
I wouldn't buy you a ring. But I did. A WWE toy ring! Check it out. It's the scale.
Ugh.
Shall we move on to where the magic happens? This is our TV bedroom.
Yeah, Maurice looks fucking
hot. The bedroom I actually sleep in is down the hall. And Nicole's actual bedroom is on another floor. But this is
pause it real quick, Corey.
For making our relationship look like...
So her ring attire, they have her body covered up to where you can't see like her stomach and her abs. So this is the first time you've... And she's had a couple kids, correct? Maurice?
As far as I know, she's had one.
One. So... You just kind of assume she might have been soft or whatever because they've kept, like...
Looks pretty hard body to me.
Six-pack.
Yeah. Nails. So, okay, so is that just... Is he just letting them pick at him? I mean, I know it's all for the building.
Absolutely not. I think it proves that the... one, it gets over the engagement angle that he's going to propose when they win, but... I think it's Cena having fun with it and proving that it's just him being dry on the show.
I think at least they're getting The Miz over.
Hopefully they continue with it, because Cena and Nikki are both leaving after WrestleMania.
Darn.
I know. I'll never watch it again.
It's a shame. You know who will still be there after that?
Who?
Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns.
It doesn't matter who will be there. Okay, so still won't watch it.
I didn't see it.
You didn't catch the match.
I watched SmackDown this week. I didn't see the end of Raw.
Let me give you just a sample of the commentary for this match. Vince McMahon's fucking handprints all over this. This is just a sample of the commentary.
You need to. Look at these giant, massive arms.
They're huge. Say it.
Roman's entire face.
You can imagine they're in their ears. Huge. They're huge.
They're involved. You need to.
They're lost.
Look at these giant, massive arms. That's quite the chin lock. Roman's entire face almost just lost.
Just
in
lost in there.
Huge arms and body of Strowman.
The body. Look at how big he is. Say it, Michael.
This match. Not either just a face. Roman
Say
Reigns.
Look at him. He's Braun Strowman.
Surprised they didn't call him Braun Strowman. Is there more, or is that just like the one?
It's got to be
sample?
Like, you know, like Braun. He's brawny,
yeah,
but they respelled it.
That was the whole fucking time. That was all they talked about. How big you? I can only imagine Vince McMahon in their ears saying, "Look at his arms. He's huge."
So I saw the very. I didn't see the match. I saw the very end of it. Did you see the video? The little screen thing I took from Twitter. Of The Undertaker?
You think that's real pain?
it looked like he was grimacing just for, I mean, like...
That's to sell what's going to happen at the match.
You think he's going to come out and have a great match?
No.
What do you think is
going to... It's to sell that he's in pain. He's dying. The Undertaker character is dying.
Okay.
I'm serious.
No, I'm not. You could be spot on. I just thought he was really, like... It was a wince, like, that wasn't supposed to be seen. But from what I... To your point... The WWE, like the way they do stuff now, like Shane McMahon last night took the dive and totally missed AJ Styles on the
table.
By
a fucking foot.
He reached his arm out to get him.
Oh, no.
But they showed the camera angle of him.
Did he sell it?
Gotta hurt, by the way. Oh, yeah. He sold it. He sold
the wrist shot from the top rope.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was the worst.
But they showed the
bruise.
They showed the camera angle that was the furthest away.
Of course.
And that's the only one they show. So, to your point.
Slow motion all the way till you get there and boom.
To your point with The Undertaker, they wouldn't have shown that on replay if they didn't want you to see it. So that's a good point.
When he did whatever he did and then he walked back to the corner, the motherfucker looked like his hips were so locked and he couldn't move.
He can't stand straight. He has to have like a – I don't even know what kind of like stance you would almost say. It's almost like an MMA – as you go move forward in MMA, you don't have your traditional boxing stance. You're off because you have to sprawl for a takedown, so your legs have to be more squared up.
Right.
But your lead foot's about a half a foot in front of your back foot, and that's kind of how he stands. It's a weird thing, but it's clearly the way that he stands for comfort.
Yeah, he's old.
Yep.
And he looks old. And there is no doubt in my mind that he is getting fucking what?
Who's
somebody
that?
Just beeped me.
Go
it's mine. I can't. I got fucking. I got plugged in for audio. I'm not a producer.
Mute your thing.
I'm not a producer. I did.
Okay.
I disagree. I'd say you produced the show. I would call you producer of the show.
Yeah, you're a good
so you're not an engineer, but you're a producer. Bare
so,
minimum.
Well, I went to Purdue.
So let me ask.
To see a game.
How bad is that match going to be? Because
awful.
Reigns can't carry anyone. Reigns is capable of having a good match.
You know how they're going to drown. It's not going to matter.
Street fight?
No.
A brawl? No.
No. It's going to be short, and it's going to be the death of the Undertaker.
So he's just going to destroy him.
I don't know about destroy, but the whole point is that nobody's going to care about the match, and the booze will be drowned out by however he dies or whatever. I promise you.
How he dies.
They're going to have to kill the character. He's the fucking Undertaker.
I get it. Why not set up a casket match or something like that? It'd be kind of cool to go out that way.
I can see them bringing druids or whatever those people always are.
I hope they come
out
here.
The casket
and
put him in.
Just come out and do a ceremony and retire the character and honor the man behind it. Hey, Mark, you did a good job.
That's what the Hall of Fame's for.
Yeah, good point, I guess.
So got to have a story.
So how long does that match go?
Sorry.
What's the over-under on the match?
9 minutes.
Chin lock, a lot of rusting spots.
Lot of striking. He'll do snake eyes. Reigns will do the all the bullshit but can't pin him until finally.
How many false finishes? What's the over-under on that?
Oh, I'd say 5. You mean combined?
5. No, I'm just talking about 5 spears to finally end him.
Oh, 3 is the magic number.
3. I don't know if he's capable of taking 3 spears.
Are you fucking joking? He can fall backwards.
Dude, I think he's in that bad of shape. Just his knee, everything.
That's a sell.
And then Goldberg and Lesnar. How many suplexes does Lesnar get in? These are fun bets to make how many bumps will Goldberg
3's take? Magic number.
Because I also heard he's done. This is Mania, is it for him?
Wouldn't be surprised.
And then you set up, Reigns to end the Undertaker. Lesnar's the badass because he goes out and just destroys Goldberg.
How you had said they're setting up Reigns to take it off Lesnar, SummerSlam possibly, and I was like, not a bad idea. Now they're saying they may move to Reigns to SmackDown. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that. I mean, I don't know why they'd want to kill a good show, but
they did it to NXT. I mean,
it's true.
They're talking about AJ going to Raw. I've seen that, to where that's what's going to be the fallout from him and the Shane McMahon match.
Oh, flip those two.
But if you're if the face of the company really is Roman Reigns, do you put him on your secondary show?
Man, who knows what they're fucking thinking anymore. I'm so sick of this authority bullshit. You know what? And I was doing
the angle that just won't die.
I was doing some research last night, and I pulled up some old Jim Cornette stuff just because I knew we were going to be talking about Cornette. He and Austin were talking. This has been a couple years ago, and they were talking about how people get over, and the old brass ring comment. This is 2014, somewhere in there, 2015, beginning end. Name, okay. Remember what Stone Cold was like?
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yes.
Okay. Stone Cold got over, right? You went to see him.
I did a few times.
Okay. Counting WCW and WWE, since that time, Stone Cold finally got over in late 97, mid to late 97. Name the last person to get over organically.
That hasn't been pushed.
Sold a ticket.
Brian. Daniel Bryan.
Damn. Nice job.
He did it. It wasn't even organically. He did it with people trying to fucking hold him down and...
Okay, now, take into consideration. You heard he was going to wrestle, or you knew he was going to be there, and that's why people went. Daniel Bryan did that?
I think for a lot of people, yeah.
Okay.
I really do.
Name the last person before that. Okay,
but I think what made Bryan's character... I don't know if he would have got to that point if it wasn't leaked that WWE was trying to hold him back. I think if they didn't...
I don't think it was leaked. It was just figured out.
I know, but I think if they just didn't fuck with the guy and let him go and let him... He would have never been over like that. I think that so many people were hijacking it and saying, all right, fuck you, WWE. You don't want this guy to be... You don't want us to cheer for him? Made them cheer more, which caused the bigger problem.
You're talking to my point. Okay, so that's who's the last guy before that?
So I'm saying Brian might not be an example.
Okay, my pick for the last person to get over by themselves, Goldberg, 1998.
You think he got over by himself, though?
He got over. People bought tickets to go fucking see him. I know that.
Yeah, that's
fair. Are you talking about who's the sell? Like who's
the last person? Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's guys that sold because they had a rocket strapped to their ass. The Rock, I mean.
Goldberg did that himself, though. I mean, Austin, they put the rocket on Austin, but Austin got over. People, I'm saying they wanted to go see that person. Sold a ticket because he was going to fucking beat somebody's ass, or they wanted to see him get beat. He is the last person I can remember getting over 20 years ago.
So,
because now, you just go to WWE because WWE's in town. There's nobody there.
No, yeah.
I mean, Lesnar to a point.
I was going to say, you and I had not seen we didn't pay, though.
It's true.
But
that's what I mean.
Yeah. We would have went, though, if we would. I mean, we would have went to that. But
it is so dumbed down that they don't even let anyone get over by themselves. It's so bad. And what Austin was saying, he goes, you know, when I had my neck surgery and I came back, late 2000, he goes, so much shit had changed between 99 and 2000. Remember how we've talked about when we stopped watching, points when we stopped watching? I know, we had bonus time on the video.
Okay.
So that's shorter than it looks.
We've been recording for 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 21 seconds.
We're about to close up shop.
Well, I'm just giving you exacts.
Don't care.
But I'm saying, so much changed.
Yeah.
Scripted, all that bullshit, nobody gets over anymore.
So Austin did an MMA podcast. And they were talking about, it was a former MMA fighter in Austin, and they were talking about the similarities between the sport and how athletes are pushed and wrestlers are pushed. And they were talking about how UFC was offered to the McMahons for $1 million before Zuffa and the Fertittas bought it. And the reason Vince McMahon didn't buy it at that time, he said, I can't control who the stars are. I want
right.
no part of it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
How do you promote and market someone that you can't control them being a star?
He's got a point that happened
MMA
exactly like you said, though.
MMA is more unpredictable than boxing. because there's the, you know, smaller gloves, the more freak stuff that can happen. But, you know, in something like that, you want to see the one versus
and
two.
We've had this conversation. UFC is not going to get anywhere when they keep having people getting beat.
Yeah, like Ronda Rousey, for instance.
Oh, my God.
That's the big one right
there. Nobody touches her now.
If Conor gets beat, good Lord, and just goes to shit like two or three fights in a row.
The thing is, he did get beat. Diaz
well,
beat.
That's I mean, like, fair. It was a good fight. It was an epic fight.
Almost lost again to Diaz. Like,
true. Yeah, that rematch was.
And I, so, you know, they're saying that this boxing match is close to happening. And what's going to happen? It's going to be the most.
He's going
to
get knocked the fuck out.
It's going to be the most boring fucking boxing match ever because Floyd Mayweather doesn't get hit. He's a very defensive fighter.
And he cannot.
Conor McGregor's
afford
never
to lose
fought
this.
Anything.
Well, can, he can
can't wait
it,
to but. Not see it.
He's so, 49-0.
Yeah, so Conor's going to look bad in the loss. Does that hurt his UFC stock?
How did we get here? How do we always get
Steve
it?
Austin
no,
MMA?
No, we're talking about the show. But
that's right.
This is the
thank
question,
you.
Though.
Paying attention.
And it goes back to your point of how WWE hasn't created stars in such a long time. And wrestling hasn't created
not
a main star that sells tickets.
Not that sells tickets. That gets over. And I understand Conor McGregor's gotten over and everybody hates him. And that is exactly what they have to have.
So yeah. My point is he the guy?
Fuck yeah.
Does WWE go and get him?
No.
Okay.
He fucking weighs 140 pounds.
But that's what I'm saying. I understand that. But who do they go get? Because Brock came back a bigger name and with more credibility because he was the UFC heavyweight champ.
I'll give you that.
He was doing 3 million pay-per-view buys. So
for who?
That's what he was doing with the UFC.
UFC never had 3 million
he
buys.
He did 3 million.
What?
Look at his career.
The UFC 100.
Look at his career buys.
Oh, over a minute.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking
done,
about he's doing
yeah.
3 million at an event. I was like, what? That's,
oh, no.
That'd be
no,
amazing.
No.
What
look
the
at,
what?
Look at his – but – he added a new layer to his character.
True. Mm-hmm.
So, does WWE have to go outside of the company to bring someone in to sell?
It's a question for the next show.
You know, they don't have a celeb on this Mania.
We're going to leave people hanging.
Surprise! Don't they have Shaq? Isn't Shaq supposed
to? He's not doing it, no.
For sure, for sure.
That's what everyone's saying and reporting. He's saying it's not happening. There's... Think back to the last WrestleMania that didn't have a celebrity appearance.
Looks like we're going to have to look next week.
Yeah, it's tournament time. Let's do it.
We should start our own federation. That's it. Fuck this rinky-dink WWE crap.
I was going to, and I was going to build a business plan, and Corey said that he didn't think Daniel O'Brien and CM Punk could do it. So,
I think I could talk him into it. We'll, this is a story or a talk for another time.
I said it.
That was him.
I did say it.
He said it.
Corey said it.
He admits it.
Next week... It's Mania time, boys and girls. Next week, it's go-home shows. We find out exactly what the fuck's going on for April 2nd. We got the Hall of Fame next week. Our second show will be going out. Hall of Fame. Yeah, Hall of Fame week will be going out Friday night. Friday night's Hall of Fame. Saturday's NXT. Sunday's Mania, baby. We're going home next week.
This is pretty much the biggest part of your year, isn't it?
It's his birthday, too.
This is the best sports month of the year.
Yeah, that's really good.
The NCAA tournament, Mania season, hockey playoffs start, baseball starts, the NBA playoffs start. This is the month starting right fucking now.
Curling postseason is just about ready to start.
Boom, nailed it.
Can we get a commitment? Can you watch Mania with us this year?
I will be in Atlantic City.
Of course
okay.
You will.
All right.
Jesus
fuck.
Then opening, where are they having Mania?
Cardinals-Cubs
sure?
is opening night?
Yep.
Oh, fuck, and the Cardinals and Cubs open. And it's my birthday. It's Sunday. WrestleMania is my fucking birthday.
Are you, I mean, we've kind of watched it together the last few years. Are you going to bail on me?
No.
Memories.
Okay. Well, I'm at your house, buddy.
All right, just making sure.
We're having a Mania party. A
do
Mania.
Each other's hair, nails.
Yes. Yes.
I don't like the way you say that. Let's get the fuck out of here. All we'll see you next week. We're going to take you home to Mania next week. Hope you enjoyed the show. For the Three Horsemen, Big Easy, T.O., and Corey, we got the fucking March to Mania next. The round of 64, we had upsets. We had a shit ton of votes. Close to fucking like 3,000 votes in the tournament. I love it. We'll see you here shortly. We'll talk to you the round of 64, March to Mania. See you then.
T. Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.